Welcome to the definitive guide to how to run high ticket offers with Facebook ads. And I know a lot of people are trying to run high ticket offers. We're talking $500, $600, $800, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 offers. Places where you cannot leave the learning phase with Facebook reliably, where you cannot use conversion campaigns to reliably drive to overall success. We're going to talk about the volume and quality of traffic that you can bring and what other objectives you can try to focus on Facebook. You can also focus on unit economics. We're going to cover all of that to understand how your business is going to get covered, and ultimately how you can use Facebook to amplify profitable opportunities for your business so you can use these high ticket items to load your funnel with really high quality individuals. We're going to break all of that down, plus the ads and the types and all the different metrics that you need to be focusing on, and let's get started. First off, I just want to say thank you very much. I know you could be literally anywhere on the internet right now, and the fact that you're here means the world to me. I'm going to make sure that this is absolutely of the best value to you. And if you need any other stuff, please go to links.facebookdisruptor.com and we can start to work together. So let's get started. Now, if you are running high ticket offers where your cost per sale is so high that you can't leave the learning phase, maybe your item is $200 or $2,000. And you can't drive that 25 to 30 conversions a week that it takes to leave the learning phase, and you can't get consistent results to do creative testing and all these other items, what are you supposed to do? Because everybody tells you in Facebook, you should be driving conversion campaigns all the time. And you know what? They're right if that's possible for your business. However, Facebook is phenomenal at ultimately doing one thing. Facebook is a market research and intent creation device. If you cannot utilize the budget appropriately to accomplish those business goals, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be using Facebook. What it means is you need to be using Facebook to accomplish what it can do at scale to ultimately leverage your business most appropriately for the things that are ultimately the best overall results for your business. Now, what this ultimately means is you have to understand, what can your business do at scale? What can you afford to do? So let me give you an example of this. One of my students inside the Facebook Ads MBA program, wildly successful guy out of New Zealand, he's running a bespoke high-end fly fishing reel business. Now his reels might run $800 to $2,000. They're amazing. It's called Epic Fly Reels. Great guy. Now the problem is, you would have to spend $5,000 to $10,000 a day to get one campaign with a very limited number of ad sets to ultimately drive conversions on just the sale of that product in order to use Facebook to make sales on a conversion campaign. Now, what we can do instead is focus on what do we have in the business that actually works? What can we afford to do? Now, you see, a lot of people will say, well, let's just focus on add to carts because we can drive a lot of them. Do you really want a lot of add to carts? Is driving a lot of people that are not interested in buying but just want to abandon cart actually good for your business? Well, there's an argument to be said, well, if we get a bunch of add to carts, eventually gonna convert them. Sure, but is an add to cart actually worth any monetary value? Maybe, if you can get down to the unit economic of what is an add to cart actually worth to me? Is an add to cart worth $1? Is an add to cart worth $5? Well, if you can make that work, that's great. The problem is once you start to optimize Facebook campaigns to running to just add to carts, I'm gonna guarantee you're gonna get much higher volume of add to carts, and the unit value, the unit economic of each one of those conversion events is going to drop dramatically. So then you say, well, let's just get page views. Let's just get a bunch of traffic to the site that maybe wants to view something. We'll get view content will be our conversion objective. Great, but again, what's the unit value of a view content? Now you could say, well, if I get X amount of view contents a month and I make X amount of money a month from everybody that comes to my site, I know that a view content is worth $1 or 50 cents, right? Whatever it happens to be. Now the problem is, again, just like add to carts, if you are focusing on just view content, you are focusing on driving a high volume of users that don't have a direct monetary value. And something where you could say, well, I'm gonna use that to drive up the volume of my retargeting audience. Sure. Is retargeting actually a good idea for you? Again, if it's super high ticket, I'd argue the answer is no. Generally speaking, retargeting is a bad idea on Facebook because Facebook is absolutely best at curating customer journeys. So if you're just trying to get a whole bunch of people who aren't really legitimately interested in coming to your store in the hopes of trying to then force your advertising on a selection of folks who don't care to try to then cherry pick just the folks that actually do care, and hopefully for that to even work, you have to get your costs from $500, $1,000 to make a sale down to $20 or $30 in that retargeting audience just so you can spend enough money to get it out of the learning phase. Is that realistic? No. So even if that were to work, even if you were able to use Facebook in a way that it's not designed to be used because it's not an intent or demand-based platform, it's not email, it's not search, even if you were able to make that work, the unit economics for you to be able to actually run that campaign at a way that would allow you to monetize that attention reliably and at a profit is extraordinarily unlikely. You would need a 5, 10, 20, 50x efficiency improvement just to be able to run that at scale. And while you're doing that, you're also providing so many experiences to folks that don't want to see your advertising that your CPMs and your advertiser score are going to be very negatively affected. As your advertiser score comes down because you're forcing your ads onto people that don't give a shit about you, your CPMs are going to rise because you are a bigger liability to Facebook's business model. You present yourself as somebody that is not algorithmically aligned with Facebook, and disrespecting their user base is bad for business. So ultimately, we have to figure out, what can you do? What works in your business for you to actually make money? Where is your business currently successful? Because ultimately, Facebook is a business model amplification and market research device. So now we have to really look at what works for you. Now, to go back to the fishing rod business, they know that basically everybody that opens an email is worth about $2. That's great. So now we have a question of, well, how do they run the business? The majority of their business is done through email and customer service because it's super high ticket. People don't buy nearly that often. So the LTV is hard to get a multiple on, and it's a very high AOV product. But we know that if we make a connection with that customer over time, and you see this exact same thing also happening in coaching businesses. We did the exact same thing working for cars and homes. Really what you're trying to do is generate trust. So that personal relationship allows for a high ticket purchase. Now, with that being said, what do we do? Well, in this case, he knew the inflection point for his business was, if I get an email, if I get somebody to open an email, it's worth about $2. Now, maybe that doesn't mean that everybody that opens an email buys. That's fine. But every time he sends an email, which is maybe twice a week, when somebody opens it, the unit rate of that value to my business is worth $2. Now, what's great about that is it means, okay, so what we need to do is say, your best foot forward for making a sale is an email-based customer relationship. That's what's gonna do best for cash flow for your business. So why don't we focus on Facebook to generate a higher volume of people who are eager to accept and open your emails? If we then focus on Facebook as effectively a lead gen platform to grow volume of opportunities for customer relationships, now we can say, well, maybe we get an email for $5 or $10. Maybe not everybody opens. Maybe your value of an email open goes from $2 to $1.75. But if we know we're getting you an extra 500 or 1,000 emails a week, addresses, ultimately over time, you're getting a higher volume of people to open an email from you just because you have a higher mountaintop to shout from. What ultimately works here is you're going to have to figure out the volume and unit economics of this, and we'll get to that in a minute. This is one example of how this works. Now, you see a lot of high-end coaches talking about doing this so you just get sales calls coming in, right? And then you hire a salesperson to handle all of that. And all you're really trying to do is just get sales calls coming in because you know there's a close rate on a sales call. If you have a 1 in 5 close rate, if you have a 5% close rate on sales calls, you need 20 sales calls in order to make a sale. So now you have to pay the person to handle those sales calls. So ultimately, you have to figure out how much does it cost to get a sales call. If you multiply that by 20, then you know how much it costs to make a sale. And if there's a profit on that, plus you pay that person, that sales call person, your salesperson, to ultimately do sales calls for you, you can figure out how that business works. Now, what ultimately we're getting here is there's a lot of different ways of doing this. We also see this work in the world of just high-end retail. One of the people in the Facebook Ads MBA program we were working on, they have a high-end retail business. They're doing couches and home furniture where they might be $500 to $1,000 to $2,000, $5,000. Now, they know the majority of their sales comes from folks that are coming into the store. So again, what does their business actually make money on? What is the core foundation of their core principles? What are they really good at monetizing? How is their business built to monetize attention? And then how do we amplify that so that they have the greatest opportunity of producing more revenue and profit? How do we do that in a way that we can test, in a way that we can measure, in a way that we can deliver consistent results and continue an investment in so that ultimately we can monetize that at a profit? That's what it really comes down to, especially if you can't use Facebook for conversion campaigns. And there's plenty of people that cannot afford to do that. Maybe you only have 20, 30, 40 bucks a day. You can still run Facebook campaigns. You don't always have to go conversion. That's just a fallacy. Now, before we get started on the next part, I want to know if you have any questions, please feel free to comment below. Please subscribe if you like this video, hit like. Let me know anything else I can do for you. And that being said, I know this is super helpful. I know this is super packed. Feel free to go back on all of it. I really appreciate your time and energy. If you're still here watching this, don't forget to hit like, subscribe, share this to your friends. Let me know anything else I can do to help you out. If you want to work with me, go to links.facebookdisruptor.com, sign up for everything else. And hey, if you're watching on YouTube, they say that you might like this video or that playlist, or maybe it's that playlist in this video, who knows? And, you know, hit that button, subscribe, ring the bell. I'll see you on the internet.